One of the very abstract sort of economic phenomena is in Washington, the debate that's taking place now over how to regulate the economy to prevent the financial meltdown that we were reporting on just a few months ago. Joining us now is Stephen Labaton, reporter who covers regulatory issues for our partners, the New York Times. He joins us from Washington. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, John.
So the Obama administration rolled out this new regulatory regime. Timothy Geithner talked about it, a sort of a financial consumer protection regulatory regime, but it really is shaping up as involving a certain amount of competition between the Federal Reserve and the Department of the Treasury. Now we add to that that the financial industry itself doesn't seem to want to back this new regulatory regime. What's the chance that interagency fighting and lobbying against this is going to derail the entire new regulatory program that Obama really staked his economic future on?
That's the concern of Treasury Secretary Geithner and his supporters and consumer organizations and labor organizations who are lobbying to get this done, that the fight over the regulators, which in some ways is channeling the industry opposition to this, could either dilute it or kill it.
Does Geithner think, and you spoke with him yesterday, that things are starting to unravel here?
No, he still sounds very confident that this will get accomplished, or at least the broad objectives, and particularly this new consumer protection agency. But he also feels, and he told me, you know, look, he said, I'm comfortable taking the high ground on this. If they want to fight over whether consumers should be protected in a way we think they'll be vigorously protected, I'm happy to make that fight.
You know, the Bush administration engaged in an extraordinary interagency battle in forming the Homeland Security Department, which involved combining all kinds of agencies and making coherent lines of authority that had traditionally been all over the map in Washington. It seems like the Obama administration has not created a kind of uber regulatory agency, but is going to maintain the competition that exists between all these other agencies. It seems hard to imagine that this can work.
It's a very difficult process. I think in an ideal world, the people who want to reform the system would love to have one banking agency instead of four. But as you can see from just this debate and argument and industry opposition to this one proposal to create a consumer agency, it is enormously politically difficult in Washington to consolidate and move the boxes around. Different congressional committees have different jurisdictions in some areas, different industry sectors with a lot of influence like their regulator and don't want to be re-regulated by a different regulator. It's a very hard political fight to win.
But given all that, quickly, the takeaway here is Geithner's still optimistic, right?
That's what he says.
Keeping a smiling face on it, Stephen Labaton interviewed Timothy Geithner, head of the Treasury Department, yesterday. Stephen Labaton is a reporter who covers regulatory issues for our partners, the New York Times. So, you know, voices of unemployment there at the top of the segment, and then the voice of the financial recovery, Timothy Geithner, trying to put a smiling face on what is clearly turning out to be a fairly chaotic battle over how the financial sector is going to be re-regulated.
Seems so.
Yeah.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.